Market Center.
What is going on, Based Americans, LFA TV family? Good to see every single one of you. We are here. We are live. And we are locked and loaded and ready to go. You are now watching Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. Good to see every single one of you guys in the chat. If you're new and you're watching the show for the very first time, do me a huge favor right now and subscribe to the channel. Hit that follow button, smash the like button, also hit the bell notification so you get notified anytime any one of your favorite Based American LFA TV hosts goes live. I repeat, hit the bell notification so you get notified anytime any one of your favorite Based American LFA TV hosts goes live. On top of that, we have an open window, 4 years of Trump, to really build out. I don't even want to call it alternative media anymore. We are the media now. We are the media now. We got an open window of 4 years to build out LFA TV. So right now, copy that link and share it absolutely everywhere. Copy that link, share it absolutely everywhere. We appreciate you guys. You guys are incredible. You guys are amazing. And you guys are the LFA TV family, army, and warriors getting it done on the ground, digitally, and word of mouth, honestly. With that said, go follow me on my Rumble channel. Go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. We go live Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. We will be live. We will be live tonight. That's 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Also, follow me on X. Go to x.com/DrewHLive. We are quickly approaching 400K followers. That's x.com/DrewHLive. Make sure to follow me over there. I'm posting news all day, every day, throughout the day. All right. Good to see you guys in the chat. Mountain Tortuga in the chat. Calvin McGroin, Bobby Driver, Sophie Ping, OE1916, Steve0607, Utah101, Marissa, DNC, Patriot, Johnson, locked and loaded and ready to go. I see you guys in the chat. All right, you guys are now watching Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. Hope you guys had an incredible and a productive weekend. We always want to make sure that we have a productive use of our lives. So I hope you guys also had a safe weekend as well. Well, we are getting closer and closer to the inauguration of 47, the rhinos are on the move. Obviously, the Democrat Party and leftists are moving to sabotage Agenda 47, which was to be expected. They're even attempting to sabotage his cabinet. Recently, last week, Trump did put up some unpopular picks. I think his Surgeon General is super pro-vaccine, was for the mask mandates. I think they tried to put her on Fox News either today or over the weekend to try to clarify that she's not for the mandates. I don't know. It wasn't very clear. And so this was to be expected. And by the way, I tried warning people. I told people that Trump never really got away from the Operation Warp Speed and pro-death jab thing. But again, pros and cons, right? Pros and cons. And we knew this was coming. We knew this was coming. So nobody should be, you know, surprised by that. I'm not, you know, making an excuse. It's just, at least for me, I knew what I was getting what I paid for when I voted for Trump. And if anybody, you know, can point me into the direction of a perfect politician or a perfect candidate, please show me. Please show me. And the only one is Jesus Christ himself. He will have a righteous, perfect government. And between the two choices, it's obvious that President Donald J. Trump was the choice. Or it was go with Kamala Harris. And we might still end up in World War III because of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, honestly. They're talking about possibly giving nukes to Ukraine. That was revealed today. And I will say this as well. You know, we're going to break all this down tonight on Drew Hernandez Live. Some serious, serious updates and movement on the World War III front. I mean, they are really going for it. They are really going for it. I know, you know, President Trump met with the leader of NATO at Mar-a-Lago last week. But this week, to start the week, there's talks of the Biden administration possibly giving Ukraine nuclear missiles. Germany is preparing and telling their businesses and telling their people to maybe even use some of their train underground subway stations as bomb shelters to prepare for wartime. So this could very well happen before Inauguration Day. And we will be breaking all of this down tonight on Drew Hernandez Live. There's a lot on the World War III front. But tonight, I want to continue to really track on what is happening to the left. I mean, within the media, they are you know, there is a difference, obviously, between the fallout post-2016 election and the fallout post-2024 election after Trump won. I believe Trump won 2020 as well, but we know they stole it. The deep state won, the swamp won, and they drained Trump, period. And that's what makes the 2024 victory so much more sweeter. You know, we did have a massive blowout, right? We had all the famous memes of the leftist retard screaming at the sky, and the protests started immediately. And that's when we started to really, really kind of realize that TDS was real, Trump derangement syndrome. And that's been happening ever since Trump won in 2016, correct? You know, the difference now in 2024 is there is this elevated aspect of Trump's win that I think is severely damaging the left and these commies and these retards that totally bought the lie that Kamala Harris was going to somehow be more popular than Donald Trump. I mean, the plan all along was to steal it from Trump. But it turns out too big to rig was correct. And there was enough on the election integrity front to secure an electoral win for Donald Trump. So I think that wasn't quite expected by the left. I think they're so used to just having their way. They're so used to getting everything they want without any resistance, without any pushback. You know, I like to call it the participation trophy generation, right? Where it doesn't really matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you don't do. Everybody's a winner, so everybody gets a trophy at the end of the season. It's the most retarded thing that could have ever been implemented. I don't know whose idea that was. I don't know. But when I was a kid, I remember when they started passing those things out, and I hated them. They made no sense. I would just throw them in my closet and be like, dude, we did not get first place this season. Why do I have this stupid trophy? I've always been this way. Really competitive. And I don't know whose idea that was. All I know is, I don't know. for me growing up as a millennial in the 90s, I was a kid. As far back as I could remember, those were a thing. And everybody got a stupid trophy, and it didn't have first, second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth place. It had the year of your season played. Remember that? I don't know what I think I threw them all out. Yeah, I just didn't care. You know, the only trophies and medals I ever kept were when we actually placed. You know, I was an all-star as the majority when, you know, when I got older and whenever we actually, you know, got into the finals and, you know, I was like, okay, well, I'll keep those, but I don't want to participate. I don't know. As a kid, I always thought it was retarded and I hated it. I hated it. I just didn't understand it. I was like, why? Why do we have this? We didn't win. It would anger me. And then it would make me want to, you know, dominate the next season the next time around. But, you know, I think that's what's been done. I don't know whose idea that was. I don't know. Like, I really don't know. Did they have this for kids growing up in the 80s? You guys tell me. Anybody? Any Gen Xers out there? Like, when you played baseball in Little League or whatever, did everybody get a trophy? When did this start? Whose idea was this? We need a documentary on this. Someone needs to get to the bottom. Who's the retard that thought giving participation trophies, you know, I guarantee you it was like a woman or something. It sounds like a woman thing. If it's not, it was some beta, super beta male that lets his wife rule his entire life. Or it was like a homosexual or something. No alpha male that's competitive. No way. No way at all. No alpha male that's competitive. No based Chad, you know, soccer dad or based Chad, you know, little league dad. No based Chad thought to do that. There's no way. I refuse to believe that. As competitive as men are, like actual alphas that are not all soy and retarded and let their wives rule their entire marriages, right? Yeah, that had to have come from a woman or some gay guy, you know? It had to have. No? So NY Girl 68 says, no participation trophies in the 90s. And then Jarn DZZ says, not in the 1980s, not Gen X. Okay, whose idea was? Because millennials didn't decide to do this. We were all babies and kids. It's not like a bunch of, you know, millennials decided a bunch of little millennial infant. Dude, I remember as far back as like, I started playing sports. Jeez, dude. Like actual put a uniform on, I think when I was like five. Yeah, I think I was like five. Four or five. And I'll never forget it. I get a trophy. And like the way they would do it is all the parents would show up at a park or they would have pizza parties in Chuck E. Cheese or like whatever was like the based, you know, pizza arcade. Where I grew up, they had a really sick one. It was like two stories. It was the sickest thing ever. Yeah, it was so cool. And then, you know, we would have a pizza party, right? Not that kind of pizza party. A 90s pizza party. And everyone would show up, the coaches, and the coaches would talk about what a great season we had, even though we lost. It just like never made any sense. And I was just like, as a kid, I'd be looking around like, why? Why do we have these trophies? I don't understand. Like, I understand if everyone is getting like, you know, who did the best on the team this season? Here's the MVP. Here's the runner, whatever, right? Who had the best batting average or whatever, but not even that. It was just like, here's your trophy for the year of 97, 95, whatever, right? This happened everywhere. It happened in soccer. It happened in Pop Warner football. It happened in little. This was a 90s thing. It sounds like maybe some boomer or Gen Xer. I don't know. It sounds like somebody thought it was a great idea to start giving millennials participation trophies because it wasn't us. I never asked for that crap. I remember the first time I got one thinking, this is retarded, dude. It's like a little kid, literally. I'm like, this is stupid. I look at my mom, like, I would be mad at those. I would be so mad at them. Like, I'd be like, so mad. Oh, yeah. I know my mom remembers those. We need a documentary, dude. That's what we need. We need a documentary. We do. We do. Maybe there is one. So, someone has to get to the bottom of this, dude. I don't know. You know, maybe I should get to the bottom of this. I need to find who's the weak retard that decided to start passing out participation trophies. Who did this? Who did this? I have no idea where this came from, but it didn't come from millennials. So you can't blame us. And by the way, my generation is fully weak, fully retarded, and we're kind of turning things around. So I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, millennials are like the greatest generation ever. It's like, no, we're retarded. We get it. You know, we're kind of coming around. I don't get all offended when someone, you know, I don't get all offended when, you know, like some Gen Z kid or Gen Alpha or some boomer or someone comes around and is like, you millennials are retarded. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm not going to argue with you. You know what I mean? I don't care. I don't get offended. It's like, yeah, it's true. It's actually, it's not kind of true. It is true. It is true. But yeah, I'm curious, man. But it leads to why we are where we're at today. This is my point. The blowout is insane, dude. You have like in the State Department. Dude, they're literally using taxpayer money to take time off to counsel people on how to deal with hard times because Kamala Harris lost. Did you guys see this? I don't know. Maybe I covered this already. Here, I don't know. I covered it somewhere. You know what I mean? It's like, and then now all these reports are coming out that, you know, anti-Trump resistance movements are, I mean, here's the headline. Let me just show you what I'm talking about. So these anti-Trump resistant movements are facing post-election disillusionment with activism. So they're like lost. Like, you know what I mean? It's just so pathetic. It's so pathetic. You know what I mean? Like when you teach an entire generation that no matter what happens, you're a winner, and then life hits them harshly in the face and they lose. They lose miserably. Well, they throw a fit. And then when they don't get their participation trophy, they're completely disillusioned. They have no idea how to cope. Like, they don't know how to cope. These people are completely broke. Trump broke these people. And it's hilarious. And I guarantee you it's a majority of stupid millennials, dude. So I don't know, man. I'll get to the article. It's just, you know, I like getting to the root of things. You know, like I like to know why things are happening, not only what is happening. I like to know, okay, well, why is this happening? You know, how did this happen? How did we get here? Who is really to blame, right? Who is really to blame? Yeah, millennials are retarded. They're weak. They're all obsessed with homosexuality and they're obsessed with this whole political correct weak type of civilization. Right? Like I don't yeah, that's why I'm so, you know, vocal. That's why I'm so harsh with it. Because I know my generation is retarded. I know my generation is weak. I know my generation is soft. So that's why I am the polar opposite. Because I never changed. We weren't always like this. And so I will be a light. And it's funny because, you know, I somehow find a way to offend other generations. Like older generations, like, oh my God, you're so disrespectful. It's like, what do you want me to be? What do you want me to be then? Some cucked out, weak, soft, beta millennial that you complain about all the time? Why? This is why are they like this? Why are the kids like this? Why are they so soft? What is wrong with them? They can't even take a joke. Okay, then Drew Hernandez launches Based America on LFA TV. It's in your face. It's 100% politically incorrect on the left and the right. Oh, that guy's so disrespectful. I don't like the way he talks. Okay, well, welcome to the show. We're bringing balance back to the force. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Yeah, maybe it is the water. I don't know. When did they really start dumping fluoride in the water and atrazine, right? When did that really start happening? That's a good question. But now I'm curious. I want to know. I don't trust Google. I would Google it, you know, but I don't know. I mean, we could do that. We could try it, but who? What should I write? Whose idea was it to pass out participation trophies? Oh my gosh, dude. I want to know. I want to know where this started. Yeah, it's tough to find online, dude. It's tough. It's tough. It's probably covered up for a reason. It's just a bunch of articles about why the participation trophy is so important. Weak. Pathetic. Pathetic. How are you ever gonna survive in the real world with a mentality like that? You can't and you don't. That's why these people are literally all over the news, cutting their hair off. They're screaming into their phones. They don't know how to cope with reality. They think everyone's coming to kill them. Utah 101 says, Ohio 1922. Ohio, Utah. Send me a link, dude. You got to send me a link. I got to see this. I'm dead serious about this. Like, I need an answer to this. I need an answer. Like, there's like Reddit articles on this. This is actually funny. Because millennials are getting older and they're like, hey, why am I getting blamed for being the participation trophy generation when, like, I was not the one I'm not the one who came up with this idea. You know, and then a bunch of millennials are like, that's right. I didn't ask for that. Whose idea was this? Why are we being blamed? It's kind of like a millennial thing, you know. Am I being blamed for your mistakes? Ha! Oh man, dude. I don't know, man. I have no idea. I'm gonna have to really research this thing, man. Maybe I'll do a documentary, dude. Straight up. look at all, there's like these Reddit threads and look at all these threads online. I'm not gonna do the whole show on this. Millennials are mocked for getting participation trophies. But aren't the parents the ones who would have made that decision? Why does everyone act like children decide to be entitled instead of the parents being so protective? I agree. But anyway, you know what, guys? I vow today, I, Drew Hernandez, here on LFA TV, on November 25th, 2024, I vow to get to the bottom of this. I don't know. I'll figure this out somewhere. I don't know. Maybe I'll do a documentary or maybe I'll just do it on my show, Drew Hernandez Live. I don't know. I will find the answer to this question. Oh my gosh, chat. What are you saying? Where are you getting this from? I don't even know what today's show is, guys. I don't even know what we're doing today. Oh my gosh. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, chat. Hold on. You guys are talking. Hold on. Let's see. What is this? Carl Benjay says, one of the earliest known mentions of the term participation trophy occurred on February 8th, 1922 in Ohio. Is that Massillon, Ohio newspaper? The Evening Independent, in an article announcing a high school basketball tournament. So then why didn't 80s kids get these? Because it sounds like a bunch of like Gen Xers in the chat are like, yeah, I never got one of those things. Oh, here we go. So Salty Debbie says, in the 80s, when I was a little girl, they handed out participation ribbons for participating in field day. Okay, so some of you 80s kids, you did get one. Well, 1922, what is that? That's, is that the silent generation? Right? Right? That's like, it's, what, just under, yeah. Like 15, 20 years, you're in World War II. So that's got to be the silent generation, right? Anyways, I'll get to the bottom of this. The point is, you know, somebody did this to us. Someone did this to us, and I want to know who did it. I want to know who did it. Whatever, whoever made this thing up, it really did get utilized on millennials. That is for sure. That is true. That is true. And I don't know who decided to push that on kids, but the point is, this is how we get to where we are right now. Why do we have a bunch of mentally ill psychopaths that cannot, literally cannot function when things don't go their way? Especially when they lose a competition such as an election. These people freak out. They start cutting their hair off. They start threatening people. They literally start threatening people. They start threatening self-harm. They start threatening their marriages or their relationships. It's so wild. It's so wild, dude. Oh my God, dude. These people are insane. They start threatening to hire a hitman to go after President Trump because they lost. You know, the crazy thing is a lot of these people, they don't deny that this actually was a genuine loss. You know, a lot of them are, but a lot of them are just like pissed off that they lost. Because if you take a look at the mainstream media like MSNBC and a lot of these talking heads, especially on social media, and you just go down the rabbit hole on Blue Sky, dude, go make an account on Blue Sky and then just go down the rabbit hole. It's crazy over there, dude. Just it is a descent into madness on that app. Cesspool of mental illness, dude. A cesspool of mental illness. But that's the thing. It's like this outrage, right? Like, and I know it's cliche to sit there and be like, oh, they're just a bunch of babies, you know? They're just a bunch of babies. A bunch of babies that can't handle being told no. A bunch of babies that throw a tantrum whenever they don't get their way. A bunch of babies that just explode. Well, who raised them? That's my question. Well, who raised them? Still, there's blame to go around to everybody. That's the point, right? This doesn't mean millennials are, you know, they're blameless because they're a bunch of retards. Trust me, I know. Oh, there we go. I know my people, man. I know my people. I know my people. Oh, man, dude. I'm like Moses, dude. Like that. I'm like that millennial in the wilderness. Dude, that would be, that's a good idea. Millennial in the wilderness. Huh. Yeah, I got to use that for something. I like that. I like the sound of that. I'm like Moses, man. I'm a millennial in the wilderness, just just preaching to my generation, come back, come to Christ, be free. Stop being so soft and retarded. Do you remember the good old times? Do you remember the good old days when we were given the internet? Do you remember? Let my people go. Let my people go. I'm fighting to the very end for these people, man. I know them. I know them. It's a joke. I'm not actually Moses, okay? It's a joke. Jeez, this is my point. You know, people want to get all politically correct. It's like, oh my God, shut up. It's a joke. But anyways, you know, that is a clear indication as to, you know, why we're seeing what we're seeing right now. And it makes sense. We are we are clearly experiencing some kind of consequence for whatever was done to these, you know, these past couple generations. I don't know, man. I don't know how they got so soft. All I know is I don't know. I just people are different, I guess. Me growing up as a kid, like, I never liked any of that stuff. I hated it. I was like, oh, I don't want that. I want to win. I want to dominate. I want to destroy my opponents. That's me, you know? And I've always been that way. So, you know, maybe that's why I just never really fit in, you know? Because, you know, we would get the participation. This crap would happen, you know? My mom would, you know, go along with it. And my dad, too, you know, to an extent. But I don't know. Like, can you imagine if that's how it was in the NFL right now? Like, what if that's just like, what would be the point of the Super Bowl? What would be the point of the World Series? What would be the point of any of this? You know, what would be the point of elections? I mean, now it starts to make sense, right? What a psyop. Get everybody to believe that there's no such thing as merit, hard work, competitive effort, and there's no such thing as winning. Therefore, when you start rigging elections and you start rigging competitions, you get to the point where everyone's just like, whatever, we'll just do whatever we're told. And if we're told all of our participation matters when the final results are going to be rigged anyways, well, maybe that's how you end up in a totalitarian regime. I don't know. Maybe I'm onto something here, because that makes sense. That makes sense. And this election, I mean, we saw it in 2016, but this one is bad. I'm surprised, you know, maybe we have. Maybe people will literally just start killing themselves. I mean, I think someone murdered his own family. Some leftist psycho murdered his own family after Trump won. It's beyond TDS, people. Beyond TDS, people. Beyond TDS. You want to know what one of my favorite stories is? You want to know one of my favorite stories is? I was a youth pastor for, like, you know, 5-6 years, something like that. And, you know, within Calvary Chapel spaces, I know these people, dude, right? I know a lot of these senior pastors. A lot of them are cowards. Some of them are actually with it. And it is what it is. But I remember when Calvary Chapel was going through its split. When they split, I think it was like It was a CGN, Calvary Global Network split. Brian Broderson went one way, and then it was the CCA, the Calvary Chapel Association, with all, like, the Calvary Chapel OGs that were directly under Pastor Chuck Smith. And they all split. And I just remember, dude, I was watching. I was hearing everything behind the scenes when it happened. I was within the networks. And I just remember, dude, one of the funniest things, I think it was, I can't remember his name. Damn it. What was his name? I think Brian Broderson was getting criticized for, you know, getting soft and tolerating, you know, the LGBTQ and all that, becoming more open to, you know, liberal, so-called liberal Christianity. And I remember, dude, so I don't know. I can't if it was an article. I can't remember. And one of these based boomer pastor, dude, this based boomer pastor. Gosh, what was his name? I see his face, but I can't remember his name. Oh, man. No, that's not it. Something else. He was on K-Wave. He was on K-Wave, and he was bald. I can't remember. But he was trying to make the distinction between how Brian Broderson is getting more liberal and how Chuck Smith was like more OG biblical anti-LGBTQ. And like this pastor is like, yeah, I remember in the good old days, we are straight Bible, verse by verse, chapter by chapter. That's the Calvary Chapel way. And I remember back in the day, Chuck Smith wouldn't tolerate any of those homosexuals. He would call those queers out from the pulpit and say, the queers are not going to take over the church. Dude, it's the funniest thing ever. And I'm just like, oh my God, that is so based. That is so based. I was like, oh my God, Chuck Smith, was that based? Oh. And now you got a bunch of people within Calvary Chapel like, oh my God, Drew is roasting, you call them sodomites? Oh my goodness. You know, it's like, oh, dude, that is my favorite Chuck Smith story ever, dude. Ever. Listen, man, I went to Bible college. I listened to all the Chuck tapes. I've met Chuck. I've heard all the stories. But that one is my favorite Chuck Smith story of all time, dude. That is my favorite one, dude. Gosh, I can't remember the pastor's name, dude. This is bothering me. It's one of those things where it's like, I should know this. I see his face. I'll figure it out. But anyways. That's my favorite. Yeah, for all of you, Calvary Chapel people out there, all of you Calvary Chapel people out there that are soft and you recoil whenever someone's really grilling homosexuals, just remember that Chuck Smith targeted and called out homosexuals and were calling them queers from the pulpit back in the day. We're not going to let the queers take over the church. So good. It's so good. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, all right. Oh. Oh, dude. But again, that's my point. You know what I mean? It's just like, what happened to that? Like, why and how did we get so soft? This is happening in the church. This is happening in culture. And anyone that comes out and is actually based and holds the line with some conviction, you don't only see this on the left, you see this on the right as well. They get absolutely excommunicated and painted as some kind of horrible person. Ah, I got to remember that pastor's name, dude. You know, I always think of that story because whenever I hear like people within Calvary, you know, that they're like, oh, Chuck is the greatest, Chuck. I'm like, okay, well, you know, and they're like really soft and they're so afraid to call out sodomites and homosexuals. It's so mean. Did you know how Chuck would get down calling out the LGBTQ and the homosexuals, calling them queers from the pulpit? Like, what? What? So good. That is so good, dude. That's so funny, dude. It's one of my favorite stories. But anyways, I think that's why we are right here. And I do think the church plays a role in that. I think there is a responsibility, obviously, for the church to maintain biblical convictions on planet Earth, which means that will happen in your current day culture. And that doesn't mean that we don't show compassion, that doesn't mean we don't show grace. That doesn't mean that we don't show mercy and we're not kind. But your definition of that, and I see this a lot. I've been in Calvary for a long time, dude. Like I know all these people, right? I got Jack Hibbs' phone number. I know all these people. Okay, they text me. I'm just very, very self-controlled when it comes to the things I know. You know, I mean, Brian Broderson doesn't like me. He blocked me because I called him out for supporting BLM and their homosexual stance and their communist anti-Christ stance. I put him on blast on Instagram. It went viral, and him and the church blocked me. Yeah, that's who I am, buddy. Okay. But anyways, you know, it's the point is, if you give ground and let that go in the name of, well, if we hold on to that righteous stance, we're going to hurt people's feelings. We're going to push people away. Well, that's what the truth is going to do. The truth is either going to propel people. Excuse me. The truth is either going to repel people, or it's going to reel them in. And that's up to them. And you see this example given by Jesus in the Bible multiple times, where Jesus extends compassion, grace, and mercy. And then there are situations where it's righteous indignation, fury, and total, total disrespect to the face of evildoers. So the marriage and the balance of both is biblical. The marriage and the balance of both is biblical. And I think when, you know, you just start tolerating a bunch of evil and wickedness, especially in the church, in the name of, well, we don't want to hurt people's feelings because we're going to turn them away if we tell them what they're doing is sinful. It's like, yeah, that's kind of the idea, you know? That's kind of what the gospel does. It's a call to repentance, and within that call of repentance, you are going to seriously offend people when you expose to them that they are evil, that they are at war against God, that they are children of Satan, not of God, and that they need to repent of all of their evil doings and crimes against God, or else experience eternal damnation and hellfire. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yeah, you're going to piss people off. And then when you expound on those righteous principles and you push back on a depraved generation, people will hate you. People will hate you. Just like Jesus said it would happen, right? They hated me, they're going to hate you more. Why? Yes, because you're my disciples, but also because of who and what you represent and what you preach. It's all three. It's all three. Yeah, I just find it cute when people try to flex, you know, like Calvary people. Like, I've been going to Calvary Chapel for X amount of years. I'm like, dude, I know these people. Dude, their phone numbers are in my phone. They'll send me links sometimes, and we talk, and we chat, and, you know, it's just... I'm just like, you know... I don't know. Some of the Calvary stories are the funniest things in the world, dude. They're so funny, dude. So funny. So funny. And that Chuck Smith one is my favorite. It really is. It really is. But okay, let me get to this article. Let me get to this. You know, I didn't know I would spend nearly an hour just hitting on this. That's why I don't really like to plan shows. You know what I mean? I just kind of let it flow. You know, and the entertainment and the content creates itself. I'm an artiste. Anti-Trump resistance movement facing post-election disillusionment with activism. What do I do with my life? What do I do? The evil Adolf Hitler murderer dictator. He's going to be in the White House. He's coming to kill me. What do I do? And then, like, it never happens. So they're just living in paranoia. That is so wild, dude. They're just living in paranoia. It is just a boogeyman that's been created in their lives, and it's not even real. It's not there. These people are literally babies. They're literally little kids in their heads, you know. Immature. It's like when a baby, right? With a little, some of you have had kids or grandkids, whatever. When you take something from a baby, especially if they're doing something wrong or they're in trouble and it's an act of discipline, it's like, oh, give me that. You can't have. And then what do they do? It is this. It's a rage, right? It's not like crying, right? Sometimes they'll do. Sometimes babies are little actors or little actresses, right? Right, it's like crocodile tears. It's fake, and everyone starts pointing and laughing, and the baby's like, they know they're full of it, right? You know, babies do it, but sometimes it is a they turn red, and it's like a screaming, like that anger, that like that anger in that baby is like, dude, that has to be like the wrath of man, dude, that leads people to murder and kill, like in that little body, you know. In that little body, like babies, dude, they're like super Saiyans and they just charge, you know? It's crazy. It's crazy. It's insane. Insanity tantrums. And then fast forward, these people are in their like 30s, I don't know, mid 40s. It's the same thing, you know? It's crazy, dude. It's literally the same thing. They're all over the internet. They're cutting their hair. They're screaming into the phone. I think one woman said she kicked her husband out of her house. Did you guys see this? Yeah, this whore. I think she said she kicked her husband out of her house and she's getting ready to have sex with his liberal friends. So she's going to commit adultery. She's going to ruin her marriage because she found out he voted for Trump. Against her authority. Hey, did you guys see this? Hold on. I'm trying to find it. It's on my ex somewhere, dude. Oh, I found it. Yeah, look at this. Look at this psycho. Look at this whore.
Not sure why no one understands how I feel. You guys know that my husband turned Republican this term. I don't know why. Threw his ass out of the house. And I have to do more. I don't want to shave my head because that's going to hurt him. I'm going to look ugly. So I'm not doing that.
You're already ugly, dude. You are severely ugly. You look like a dude. You literally look like a dude. And it's not me just, you know, dissing and being disrespectful because you're a piece of garbage. You look like a tranny. You look like a dude. So let's just get that out of the way. Okay, you're no Kim Kardashian or Megan Fox.
No one understands how I feel. You guys know that my husband turned Republican this term. I don't know why. Threw his ass out of the house. And I have to do more. I don't want to shave my head because that's going to hurt him. I'm going to look ugly. So I'm not doing that. I think I'm going to sleep with his friends. I think that's the only way. I think sleeping with his friends will do.
See, this is like venomous rage and retribution. You know what I mean? Like, this is venomous rage and evil retribution, right? This is beyond, you know, having a marital fight. This is like, you voted for Trump. I found out. I'm kicking you out. And I'm going to have sex with all of your liberal friends to punish you. That is insane, dude.
I think I'm going to sleep with his friends. I think that's the only way. I think sleeping with his friends will do. What do you guys think? His liberal friends, of course.
Well, I think you're doing him a favor. Unfortunate if you guys have kids. But honestly, if you guys don't have kids, you know, that's probably the best thing that could have ever happened to this dude. He can move on. Get the divorce. She committed adultery. Boom, there you go. Move on, and I guarantee you this guy could probably find a MAGA woman that is like 20 times hotter and more respectful and loyal than a piece of garbage like you. Honestly. You know, and if it's come to this, then that's, you know, unfortunately, probably the best thing that could happen to this guy. But if there are babies and little kids involved, then, you know, it gets bad. But again, like that's what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying? Like that is a severe anger and rage, the wrath of man, the Bible calls it. It's like a little baby. You know what I'm talking about? Like I just got done explaining. A little baby just didn't get its way and it explodes like Goku turning into a friggin', you know, Ultra Instinct Goku. Just the whole universe shakes. It's just condensed into this adult female serpentine, right? Really targeted evil retaliation. You see what I'm saying? Moral of the story, these people are absolutely insane, dude. These people are absolutely insane. Let me show you what I mean.
NBC News can now project that Donald Trump has won the state of Wisconsin, which means he is the winner of this race and will return to the White House as this country's 47th president.
Former President Donald Trump will be our next president.
Donald Trump will become the 47th president of the United States.
CNN projects that Donald Trump has been elected president, defeating Vice President Kamala Harris and making a political comeback unlike any in modern American politics.
Overnight, CBS projected Donald Trump the winner in Arizona, giving him a complete electoral vote sweep of the 7 battleground states.
I have no interest in listening to a single Democratic politician ever again.
In just 71 days, Donald Trump will be sworn in again as president of the United States. His comeback victory unlike anything we have ever seen in American history.
The bottom line is, no matter where you looked on the map, Kate Baldwin, no matter where you look, Donald Trump was improving on where he did 4 years ago. Just take a look at the final results. With Arizona now projected for Trump, he locks in a sweeping victory in every single battleground state.
He looks like he's going to be the first Republican to win the popular vote since George W. Bush.
He literally goes all the way back through history and breaks history.
I think the more relevant question actually is, what is wrong with America?
Are you okay? I think I'm okay. Tell me what you're thinking.
Well, I'm so proud.
We were prepared for all scenarios. In each one of those scenarios, it was, how is Donald Trump going to finagle his way back into the Oval Office? And it turned out he used our electoral system as it is designed. And in that moment, I thought, well, I was wrong. We'll continue to be wrong.
Oh, they were way, way, way wrong. That is for sure. That is for sure. Great show tonight, guys. Great show. Great show. Well, if you'd love to support us, tonight's episode is brought to you by Armra Colostrum. Go to tryarmra.com/LFATV. That's tryarmra.com/LFATV. Get your Armra Colostrum Immune Revival Immune Barrier Superfood tonight. Just go to tryarmra.com/LFATV. Protect, regenerate, strengthen. Get your superfood supplement tonight. It comes unflavored. It comes blood orange. And it comes in vine watermelon. If you use promo code LFATV, listen up. This is exclusively for the LFATV Army only. You get 15% off your first order. Just use promo code LFATV. Also, Christmas is on the way. Get your orders in quickly. Get your orders in quickly so they get shipped on time. Do some shopping where it counts. Go to CozyEarth.com/LFA. That's CozyEarth.com/LFA. They got bedding products, products for your bath, products for women, for men, for your home, and skincare. Just go to CozyEarth.com/LFA and check this out. Use promo code LFA for 40% off. That is huge. That's exclusively for you. CozyEarth.com/LFA. Make sure to use promo code LFA for 40% off. Also, make sure to follow me on Rumble. Go to Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. That's Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. We go live Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. I will be live in T-minus 2 hours. With that said, also follow me on X. Go to x.com/DrewHLive. x.com/DrewHLive. We are quickly approaching 400K followers. Go follow me over there right now and join all the fun. And if you loved what you heard here tonight on Based America and you're new, hit the follow button, smash that like button. Also, hit the bell notification so you get notified anytime any one of your favorite Based American LFA TV hosts goes live. I'll see you guys on Drew Hernandez Live. And if not, I'll see you guys on the next one.